May the Lord help us to worship him in spirit and in truth this evening. Let us commence with hymn number 283. 283. "'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not?" Hymn 283.
Thank you. Shall we read together this evening from the Gospel of Luke? The Gospel of Luke and chapter 10. The Gospel of Luke and chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth labourers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the labourer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which had been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, In this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And, behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbour as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbour? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbour unto him that fell among the thieves. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go, and do thou likewise. Now, it came to pass as they went, that he, that's Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to approach unto him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal, almighty Lord God, in thy mercy, thou hast gathered us together this night in this place. And we pray, O Lord, that we are gathered in thy name. O Lord, that we are gathered in love to thy name. That there is, Lord, that desire, search us out, Lord. That desire to come, to cry, sirs, we would see Jesus. O Lord, come, we pray. Lord Jesus, O hear the cries of thy crying ones, O Lord. Hear that cry, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Hear those cries that have gone up, O Lord, as we sang that hymn together. O Lord, that searching out of the dear hymn writer, 'tis a point I long to know, do I love the Lord or no? And O Lord, thou knowest. O Lord, the desires that have gone on inside us. Oh Lord, for truly, Lord, as we have prayed before, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life. Thou, Lord, who art the sinner's only hope, the sinner's only plea, and might thou hear that cry, my only hope, my only plea. O Lord, when pen those words, Jesus, my all to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon, is it with us, O Lord? Oh, what of that cry? What of that place? As the psalmist cried, whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none I desire beside thee. O Lord, and if it is our cry, and we pray, O Lord, it is our cry, we never could make that cry in and of our own strength. It is through thy work and power, O Holy Spirit, that sinners dead in trespasses and sins are quickened, made alive, to see what we are, and brought to cry, not in those words, in the reality of it, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me, O Lord. And so, Lord, thou knowest how each one gathered here this night, and it may be those who listen in, are found. O Lord, thou seest into the hearts of each one of us. And, O Lord, O hear those cries of thy crying ones. O Lord, come, we pray. O Lord, fill this place with thy felt presence. O Lord, come, Lord, draw near unto thy crying ones, thy fearful ones, thy doubting ones, thy seeking ones, O Lord, and it may be thy far off ones. O Lord, come. Bless, O Lord, we pray, our gathering. We pray to thee, the Father, that in that storehouse of heaven there might be yet that blessing to be poured out upon us this night. For the good of our never dying souls. O Lord, and if any sit unconcerned in these things, might thou bring into concern. O Lord, for truly, O Lord, none of us know that time nor that hour when we will be no more upon this earth. O Lord, we may sing, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. And yet, Lord, how stands the case with us each? O hear the cries, O Lord, of thy crying one. O Lord, come, speak the word only. In the reality of it, Lord, thy sins that are many are forgiven. Oh, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. And so we pray, O Holy Spirit, oh, that thou wilt work in the midst. And grant that faith to venture. As that dear woman was brought, as it were, to that place that she had spent all her living on, those who said they could heal her, but grew nothing better, only worse. And O Lord, oh, if by thy sovereign teaching we know anything of ourselves, we grow nothing better, only worse, and it is only thee, O Lord, who can heal. It is only thee. And so come, Lord, heal the backsliders, heal the broken hearted, heal sin sick souls, Lord. Heal, O Lord, as thou didst proclaim thyself to be, I am the God that healeth thee. O Lord, work in our midst. For thou art that great physician, O Lord. Thou art that one that came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. O Lord, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And so, Lord, we pray that as we come once more around thy word this night, there might be that help given once more to stand in thy name. There might be that set forth, ordered of thee, O Holy Spirit, for the good of those that wait upon thee, those that feel their need, those who may have come with that cry, Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. So, Lord, hear the cries that go up, yes, in public, but hear the cries that have gone up from the sea, those cries that have gone up in the coming up unto thy house. And, O Lord, those prayers yet to go up. So we pray, O Lord, that thou wilt bless this people that gather here. O Lord, thou wilt keep them, uphold them, be with those in the responsibility of the place. O Lord, hear those cries that go up, that souls might yet be born again in the midst. O Lord, so then help us now. Be with the gatherings of thy people, wherever they are, O Lord, throughout this world. Thou art working. And, O Lord, might thou yet blow upon the little causes of truth up and down the land, that thou might yet revive us again, personally, in our families, in our walk, our conduct, and in our causes of truth. O Lord. So be with us then, we pray. Be with thy servants as they labour, Lord, this night. And those who have laboured, take them in safety to their homes and to their loved ones, and uphold their loved ones in that path that they walk out. O Lord, we pray. And those laid aside, do heal, do restore. O Lord, we pray. And we would pray once more, Lord, for the children and young people, for parents and grandparents. Oh, this dark day, O Lord. And yet, might we be ever kept mindful, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. It is thee, O Lord, who ruleth over all things. All things. O Lord, be with us now. Pardon all that we have said amiss. O Lord, pardon our every sin, as we ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 129. 1:29. Ye souls that are weak and helpless and poor, who know not to speak, much less to do more, lo, here's a foundation for comfort and peace. In Christ is salvation, the kingdom is his. Hymn number 129.
Thank you.
As the Lord might help us this evening, I would direct your thoughts to the portion that we read in Luke chapter 10 and reading verses 41 and 42, the last two verses in the chapter. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which cannot be taken away from her. But one thing is needful. We read in this chapter how the Lord sent out the 70 two by two, and we would just notice how the Lord spoke of that power that given unto them. And then he speaks to them. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. But, that little word but, as we spoke this morning, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. One thing is needful. One thing. Oh yes, there may be those many things in our lives. There's many concerns, those many what ifs, those many wonderings, what might be. Yet, as the dear Lord spoke to Martha, one thing is needful. Rejoice, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. For this world, let none be deceived, will pass away. Yes, there is that right concern for the stewardship of the resources that we have upon this earth. But oh, that danger, as we see when men, in that wide sense of it, worship the creation and lose sight of the Creator. And yet, we stand here and say these things. But for sovereign grace. And as the Apostle Paul writes to those at Corinth, who maketh thee to differ? Who maketh thee to differ? Question for us each. What a mercy if we can cry, O Lord, that work of grace from beginning to end is all of thee. That we love thee, O Lord, because thou first loved us. Who maketh thee to differ? That work of grace, that work of the Holy Spirit, that work unlooked for, that work undesired. As the Lord spoke to Nicodemus in the third of John. Nicodemus, a ruler of the synagogue, having that knowledge of those things in the Old Testament, and yet could not understand what the Lord spoke to him about. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. That work of the Holy Spirit, as we read of that wind blowing where it listeth, thou canst not tell whither it goeth, whither it cometh. And dear child of God, dear seeking soul, as we look back in our lives of that work of grace begun, yes, as we read of Lydia whose heart the Lord opened, and yet in that work of the opening of the heart, there is that bringing of that one into what? Into concern for their never dying soul, where there was no concern. Who maketh thee to differ? The Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. And with others of us it may have been. That bringing into a concern that we knew nothing. Why am I like this? Why this concern? Why am I thus? Why that concern regarding hell, regarding God, that work of the Holy Spirit bringing the soul into concern for their eternal state, one thing needful. Bringing that one to cry unto that name above every name. If not in the words, in the reality of those words, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And And it is that work of the quickening of the Holy Spirit, that bringing to life, as that word quicken speaks of these things. And as we said before, in that bringing of us to take upon our lips, yes, that name that may not have been outwardly despised, but now, that taking of that name, and that crying unto that name, and brought to love that name. Jesus. And in that love to that name, as we said, that we may have used so wrongly in our lives as we look in our own life. And yet, oh, how it grieves us when that work begun to hear his name taken in vain. But it was that work within. And where there is that work within, there is that walk without, and that desire to follow him. And yes, as we sang in that first hymn, oh, the path that the child of God walks out. As we think of Newton, who wrote that hymn, and yet wrote Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. And as we try to speak a little this morning, that work of grace is that emptying of all that we would lean upon, that we might be brought to that place. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thee belongeth all honour and glory. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. What of you? What of me? And then, yes, that one who came to the Lord, what, tempting him. What, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? How solemn. Yes, the parable of the Good Samaritan. And then the Lord, in his journey, coming to this house at Bethany, where we read those three lived, and you know as well as I who they were, but we read later in the 11th of John of how Lazarus fell asleep, passed away, and the calling of Lazarus from the grave. But we read there, now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, Mary, Martha and her sister Mary, and Lazarus. And we read also there that when the Lord, and how Martha was, came to the Lord and said unto Jesus, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died, but I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And the Lord speaks, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha thinks that he's talking of the resurrection. And she said unto him, and here's her testimony, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And we would not digress as we think of that scene, for we read of Jairus and his daughter, how he comes to the Lord and begs the Lord to come and lay his hands upon her. But as we know and read how she passed away, and the Lord, trouble not the master, but the Lord raised her from the dead. And we have also those words in the feeding of the 5,000. And we do not say it about ourselves, but as the Lord spoke to the disciples about what seemed to be the impossibility of feeding that number. What are these among so many? What do we read? Jesus himself knew what he would do. Child of God, seeking soul, perplexed, troubled soul. As we spoke this morning, how prone we are to look at the circumstance. How prone we are to perhaps think through what should happen, what might happen. That looking to the Lord, Jesus himself knew what he would do. In that raising of Lazarus from the dead, that honour and glory might redound to Almighty God. Jesus himself knew what he would do. That trusting in the Lord, that looking to him. Oh, one thing to say these things, I know. But is it not another thing when the Lord brings us to those places in our lives, emptied of all that we would lean upon? And so, dear Martha was one who followed the Lord. Came to her house and received him into her house. In that love to him. As we read how there were those that, as we read concerning Lazarus and the resurrection of Lazarus, those who went and told the Pharisees what was going on. But in that love to the Lord, came to a house, he abode there. And her sister Mary, we read, sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Mary, Lazarus, Martha, the Lord's people. But oh, does this not speak of the sovereignty of Almighty God? The electing love and mercy of Almighty God, that whom, that I will, as we read concerning Almighty God, I would have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. Not of him that runneth, nor of him that willeth, but of God that showeth mercy. Yes. We would not speak of self unnecessarily, but as it comes to mind, as we sat once reading those words in the Corinthians of that multitude of names, or that number of names concerning sinners in that Corinthian church, and then we read these words, and such were some of you, and such were some of you, but ye are washed in that finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it came to us, we trust of the Lord, that it is that wondrous mercy that sinners redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ are found in heaven with him. The vilest sinner, we sing those words, the vilest sinner out of hell that's brought to feel their need is welcome at the throne of grace, the Saviour's name to plead. And such were some of you, but washed, redeemed, loved from all eternity, nothing of us, as we have said, all of Almighty God. And I don't know if I was speaking to someone recently concerning the church at Philippi. Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened, the Philippian jailer, that the earth shook under his feet, brought him to that place to cry unto the Lord for mercy, and yet both found in the church those different characters, both their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And here, Martha, we read that word, cumbered, as it speaks in the margin, distracted, taken up with the things of this time and state. Can any of us here cast stones at Martha? No. Yes. She was we might use that term, carrying out those things lawfully, looking to feed those that had come to her house. But taken up with these things of time and state, to a point, as it would seem from what is written in the Word of God, that she come to that place. And we would say this very, very carefully. And of that state of self-pity, feeling sorry for herself. And I know the connections with some here, but many years ago, when my wife and I were staying in Bedfordshire, we went to the South Hill prayer meeting, and dear Mr. Jabez Buss was speaking on these things, and we remember him saying, "What a sin is self-pity." For is it not that sin of unbelief? As Newton writes in, is it that hymn 961? "Be still my heart, these anxious cares to thee are burdens, thorns and snares. They cast dishonour on thy Lord and contradict his gracious word. Cumbered about with much doing, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve me alone? Bid her to come and help me. What of those in that ship? The Lord asleep in the hinder part, the storm rising up. Carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, spoke those words. "Master, carest not that we perish?" He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" Oh, child of God, 'tis in that searching out of us. How soon we get caught up with things, get caught up, as it were, looking to the circumstance and losing sight of that one who holds all circumstances in his hand. He who spoke, "Peace, be still," and that wind ceased. What manner of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? But it is also in that bringing of us to that place, "Lord, help me. Lord, keep me. Lord, support me." And we use the expression to be kept from ourselves. Perhaps those who you work with, if they could know those thoughts that you might have. We find it very strange, as we used to think these things in our own workplace and other things, to be kept from ourselves. Why? To be kept from that unbelieving heart, that sin of unbelief. Cumbered about with many things, distracted by many things. And as the hymn writer goes on to write in that hymn, "Brought safely by his hand thus far, why dost thou now give place to fear? How canst thou want if he provide, and lose thy way with such a guide?" Child of God, can we not look back? Are there not those places in the way? "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Oh yes, one thing to use the expression when left to ourselves. But O child of God, do we know that prayer, that need of being kept? As Peter writes of it, to those scattered ones kept by the power of God. For he had proved it, for no other power could keep. He tried to keep himself, but he had to be brought to that place. Kept by the power of God. But oh, the Lord now speaking to her, Martha, 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 verily, verily, truly, truly, as we read in the Gospel of John, of that emphasizing the word, as it were. And as we spoke in the Sunday school, yes, we read these words here, Martha, Martha. But we cannot, and we say this very carefully, but if we know anything of that love of the Lord, it was in that way, I believe, that would have melted her heart. For dear child of God, there is no other able to melt the hardness of our heart save that power of the Holy Spirit within. That melting of Peter's heart as he denied his Lord. And that cock crew, what do we read? The Lord looked upon him. And that look that melted him. What a mercy is a loving Saviour. What a mercy. We have those words that having loved them, he loved them until the end. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, held, as we said this morning, in that hand of love and mercy, none shall pluck. They shall never perish, none shall pluck from that hand. And we do not say this lightly. But what a mercy. Yes, there is that chastising of us. But in love. And he does not deal with us as we deserve, but it's all in love. Thou art troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. One thing, as we said just now, all those many things going on inside you, inside me, one thing. One thing. What is it? That our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That we are amongst those who will be found in heaven at last with him. For this world will pass away. That day will come when this world will be no more. That day of judgment. That day of separation. One thing needful. It is appointed unto men once to die. And for each of us here in this place, none of us had And we say it very carefully. None of us knew when we would be born, would come upon this earth, that time of our birth, appointed of Almighty God. And yes, perhaps at times we've looked back and seen the traced out, and we may not perhaps look back and not known anything of the things of God, but when our eyes are open, when we are at that time of the opening of the eyes, as it were, of our understanding, to see how in those of our parents, grandparents, or whoever, that hand that orders all things, that we should be born in such a place, and that the Lord should order our steps when we knew nothing of it till that time, appointed of Him for all eternity to bring us from darkness unto light. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. We had nothing. We were not involved in that time of our birth. For as the word of God declares, to every time there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And those purposes are the purposes of Almighty God. A time to be born. And a time to die. And that time, say the Lord come that second time for all of us here and those listening in, is that time appointed of Almighty God. And the Lord declared, be ye also ready, for thou knowest not the time nor the hour when the Lord will come. Yes, that second coming of the Lord, but that time in our lives, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. To stand before Almighty God. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for his appearing shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Are we amongst those, child of God, seeking one, doubtful one? Are we amongst those that look for his appearing? One thing needful, one thing, to be found with the Lord in heaven at last. How stands the case with you and me? Amen.
preach on Friday evening, and there will be a short church meeting after that service, and he will also preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn number 943. 943. The God of grace delights to hear the plaintive cry, the humble prayer. Nor shall the weakest saint complain that he has sought the Lord in vain. Hymn number 943.
Thank you.
Dear gracious Lord, part us now with thy blessing. One thing needful. Thee, O Lord Jesus, our only hope, our only plea. Might thou hear that cry, my only hope, my only plea. Hear that cry, reveal thyself, O Lord, to such a one as I. Pardon all that thou hast seen amiss, Lord. Grant that for our souls to feed upon. O Lord, the needfulness of the feeding of our souls. O Lord, thou, that better part, be with us then. Watch over this people. Bless them together. Those gathered in. Those who may be listening in. O Lord, work in the midst, O we pray. O Lord, we beg, take us in safety, whether our journeys are near or far. Watch over us, we pray. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a mercy, Lord, if we can say those words of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever. Amen.